But I made them all walk home for starters in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere. Thank
you. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret for Magic Hand Car Wash, washing cars for over 25 years.
They sure are. You can give someone that new car feeling with a Magic Hand Car Wash gift card from Australia's leading car wash. Visit magichandcarwash.com. Magic HCW, actually. Magichcw.com.au. No, you don't need to get in power this.
What? I'm having... Just doing the right thing by whoever sent these in.
Come on.
Beautiful.
Righto. Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. And I say, oh, yum, crispy donuts.
Beautiful.
We'll get there. We'll get
they sound, they smell good here from here.
There's a box coming your way, Margaret. So we've got...
Oh, good on you. Good on you.
Very
good on
nice.
You.
Very cheeky. That's lovely. Whoever yummy. Sent that. I was hoping you'd stick up for me, Margaret. It was one of those weeks last week. Pick's got me in trouble.
No, you
he's
got yourself.
He's a naughty boy.
He got himself in trouble, Margaret.
It's been one of those weeks. How's your week been?
Oh, well, pretty mundane at times, to tell you the truth. But I've been really sorting out these Blues a bit. They've got to really get going this weekend if they've got any chance at all, which is, you know what. But there's a few of them got to really step up, haven't they? None of them did last week. I'll name them. Murphy, Curnow, Settleville. Even Eddie's got to show some of his magic. And my friend Jonesy, he's got to...
No, he didn't have a great one last week.
They had a shocker. They were terrible. They were terrible.
Yeah, well, it's been a good, a good break.
It was hard to get Margaret to name them, wasn't it? Bang, bang, bang.
Bang.
Just hit them all
bang,
between
bang.
The eyes. Murphy, Cripps, Setterfield.
I'm pleased with Geelong's effort. I thought Geelong were put in really well. I was sorry they got pipped, but...
Well, last Saturday.
They look good to me, Geelong.
Yeah, good team.
Yeah, they look good. They look good. Collingwood, they can hang up the boots. I don't think they'll do much good.
Well, they've got a few injuries at the moment, the Pies.
I know, but they played shock. They were really lousy the other day, really. They were not good. The Brisbane Lions and the St Kilda, and they're the ones that are... Fire in this
They sure
this
are.
Year.
Richmond.
What did you think about the Pies, Buckley playing tennis?
Oh, what a yob. What a drone. Real drip, like I think he should have known that, shouldn't he?
Should have known better, Margaret. Yeah, you're right.
He should have known better. I couldn't understand that. Same with the rugby bloke. He's a donkey too, going out for dinner. And he didn't know. What is...
He sat on the rules committee, Margaret. The COVID rules committee.
No, I can't understand it. They're not listening, are they?
No. Nah.
Just goes to show they only sit there and just sit there like a dope and they don't listen.
What about the WAGs? Which side of the camp do you sit on with the WAGs? Are they being misrepresented in the media or are they being something else?
Well, I can't understand them getting themselves in the media for a start. I mean, I suppose it was nothing really. I suppose they're only asking a question,
yeah.
But I think they should just step back, you know, not be in the limelight at all. It's silly questions, really, but only asking a question, aren't they?
They're only asking the question. I think that they've been probably jumped on a little bit too hard, but...
I feel for them.
Just
they've been watching. Anything. Have you been watching the cricket, Margaret?
Oh, yes, I have. Well, I'm so pleased the Poms are getting beaten. And I tell you what, Archer...
Yeah.
If he puts another thing of gold around his neck, he'll never be able to run. Now, did you see he's got a second one now?
Has he got another
two
big...
great... Yeah. He's got two of the biggest necklaces of gold. It must be cheap over there, is it? Couldn't, surely.
Not sure.
It's so big, heavy.
Yeah, well, he
might stop him from bowling at the head.
He loves bowling bounces. They've got themselves back in it, though. England. I mean, they're 244 runs behind. No, Pakistan are 8 for 130 in the second innings. So they've only got a lead of 240. So England are still a good chance to win that, which is not ideal.
No, I don't think they will. I think they've had it. As I used to say in the old days, they've had the Richard.
The Richard, yeah.
Richard. We were talking about some old sayings earlier today.
I know, I've been listening to it. You know, my mother used to say to us, my mother was the one to say the sayings, we'd be jostling to get, I want to sit there, I want to sit there. Excuse me, she'd say, front seat sixpence, back seat's a tray.
What else did she have? Are there any other crackers you liked from back in the day?
Oh, look, you know, sayings are things that are spur-of-the-moment thing. You never can think of them until that moment will come, yep. And out'll come it. Like Razu. I haven't got a Razu. Not a Razu.
Not a brass Razu.
Not a brass Razu, my brother would say to come up the races. How'd you go to do? Not a brass Razu. We used to say, I'm going to the flicks.
The flicks, yes.
Going to the flicks?
You still call it the flicks, Pix?
The flicks,
and my mother used to say, don't be an ass. Don't be an ass.
An ass, yeah.
As in A-double-S, not in...
Yeah, we know.
Don't be an ass. And Bob's your uncle, the boys used to say, Bob's your uncle. Yeah, don't be a silly Billy, Mum would say to us.
Bob's
your uncle. That's a rip snorker. Yeah. And another one we used to say... We never used to say goodbye. We say ta-ta.
Ta-da, yep.
Yeah. My dad says ta-da. Toodle-pip when he says goodbye.
Toodle-pip, yeah. Not so much toodle-pip as ta-ta. Ta-ta.
Toodle-pip, I've never heard it.
Yep.
We used to say toodle-pip too.
Yep. Did you? There you go. I thought it was just dad.
Front seat sixpence, back seat's a tray used to be a great saying in our house.
You mentioned racing. I read the story this morning that they're trying to make sure we get away with fans, hopefully, and it'll be the race that restarts the nation in Melbourne. What do you think about the Melbourne Cup?
I'm absolutely rapt. I look forward to the carnival every year, and I'm so sad that it's, you know, getting... Oh, look, I think we will have somebody there. I hope we do. We'll have somebody there, and it'll get off the ground. The races have been very good to the lock-in people, you know.
That's it.
We've always had something to look at.
The number 10s will be going around for you again today.
Number 10 will be going around. My sister will ring me up and say, number 10 won today. She even watches the races. My young sister, Dorothy, she'll watch the races, and she'll say, hey, number 10 won today. And she likes number 3. And she'll say, number 3 did too, you know.
Do you call her Dottie?
We never called our family nicknames. My brother was Bill. My eldest brother was Will. Kevin, John. This is the names. Go on, Joseph. We called him Joe. But Kathleen, Dorothy.
How many kids in the family?
There was eight. There was nine, actually. I lost a brother. There was nine of us.
What number were
you?
You
know, I don't think
Margaret?
They had anything to do in the old days. They didn't know what the thing was. They didn't know what to do. I think that was the trouble in those old days. Or did I get a bing? Did I get a ping? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
What number are you in the siblings?
In the pecking order.
I'm right in the middle. I'm five.
Number five.
Four older than me, and then me, and then there was three. There was really four young after me. I was right in the middle.
And is Kathleen the biggest character, or?
Oh, she is a character. She was a character. She was a funny, funny girl growing up. She used to get in more trouble than enough. She'd paint her nails. We weren't allowed to have nail polish. She'd paint her nails. She had half the hand painted one time. And Mum said, you're not having that. You're not going out with that thing, that stuff on your nails. Give us the... She snatched the nail polish off my mum, and Dorothy Kaplan had half the nails done.
Last one for you. What did you think about the stops during the week with the Sydney player wearing the boots? And?
I was a bit surprised about them. I didn't really think they'd be wearing those sort of stops today.
They used to check them back in the day, didn't they? They used to go around the umpires.
Yeah, they did. Margaret... Those boots, the Nike Tiempo is the most popular of all the Nike boots. So not just the Swans players wearing them. So there's just a couple of studs out of the base that you can actually pull out and put normal studs in. So they'll be able to do it. But it's just there.
I'm surprised that it's there, that they're there, to tell you the truth. See, in the old days they wore leather stops. They were little leather stops, weren't they? But they used to have a nail in them.
Yeah, they used to nail them in back in the day. That was a bit before
they used to
my
nail
time.
Them in.
Margaret, thank you very much for this morning. Before we let you go, as always, we'd just like a little song to finish with, if you don't mind.
A little will have to be. Well, at the moment, we've had rain. So I'll have to say, I'm singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy and gay. Bye for now, fella. They haven't got your parcel yet.
No.
I sent you a parcel.
Now, I want to ask you about this. Now, you've sent us some masks, we believe, that you made, which we can't believe.
Yes.
And I think the Australia Post have got some issues, obviously, with the lockdown. So they haven't arrived yet. But no doubt they won't be far
away. I'll check these Krispy Kreme donuts. There might be some masks in amongst that crew.
We'll get them over
to
you.
Two each I've sent you.
Oh. Okay, we'll see whether I get two. Knowing Hutchie's pretty greedy.
I hope you got
the lot.
Listen, I've put them all in little packages. Liam,
even better. Even
Craig,
better.
Benny.
I hope you got a tent. Got a tent for Pix's nose, have you? Hopefully.
Mate, if I was you.
Oh, he does not.
You have a look at your hooter. It's bigger than mine, Craig. It's bigger than mine. He's just inhaled three Krispy Kremes while he's been talking to you.
I haven't touched one. Thank you, Margaret.
Oh, yum. Bye.
Bye for now.
Good idea. Thanks, Margaret.
She's in great form.
Hey, I saw this off SMS, which off the Twitter, I should say, which I actually thought myself when I saw the Herald Sun yesterday. In this time of COVID, and Kathy off the. Twitter has sent this. In this time of COVID, Dan Andrews has got enough going on his plate.
Yep.
He's two in front of the tipping, the Herald Sun tipping. He's out in front. Well, he's one in front now. He's 63. He's in front of Dermot, Kingy, Mick Muldash, you name it.
Yep. There's the 3 a.m. cabinet man. Goes, before we start,
boys. I'm going to put my tips in.
Does anyone like anything in the Saints game?
Got to put my tips in. Well, he's out in front, and he's doing better than I'm doing in my tipping. I can tell you that.
A magic moment with Margaret from Magic Hand Car Wash, Australia's leading car wash at magichcw.com.au. There's more off the bench right after this.